McElroy or Jordan Spieth just making the cut. That's promo code SID, and it's only on FanDuel Sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in NJ or PA. New users only. Must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required. $100 max bonus. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, it's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
All right, all these calls, Jonathan and Margie, who wants to wish Ava a happy birthday, Gail, Sal. We'll get to all of you. But it's time now for the Fearless Boilers Beat Bernie giveaway. And we're going to play it. You get the 77 WABC Barry House coffee mug. How nice is that? Plus a $100 gift card, which we could all use these days, right? So with that said, here's our contestant at a lovely Lake Ronkonkoma. His name is Don. Don, good morning, pal. How are you?
Hey, Sid. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, pal. You're a chef. What kind of chef
yes,
is that?
Yes, I am.
What kind of chef?
Well, all around. I used to work a couple of places in Manhattan. I used to run with that whole crowd there, Mario and Tony and those guys.
All the big guys.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
All right, well, unfortunately, Don, there are no cooking questions on today's game, but you sound like a smart guy. I'm sure you're going to do very well. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go, brother.
All right, Don, here we go, buddy. Number one, funeral masses for Babe Ruth, Ed Sullivan, and Robert Kennedy were all held at what New York City building located at 50th Street and 5th Avenue? Place I frequent, by the way.
That's got to be St. Patrick's, brother.
Damn right it is. Got my answers there this year. Number two, John Bolton, Susan Rice, Condoleezza Rice, and Colin Powell have all held what position in the West Wing of the White House?
They were the ambassador to the U.N.
Wrong, you two-legged back of Anthony.
Correct.
That would have been...
Close, you're getting close.
National Security Advisor.
There you go, that would be the one.
And that was military intelligence. I should have known that.
That's okay. In October of 1981, Anwar Sadat was assassinated in this city. It's the capital of Egypt.
Oh, God, I know what it is. It's,
Come on, capital of Egypt. You know.
Egypt. I know it was Egypt. It's, man.
All right. The answer
wrong, you're back back.
It's Cairo. Cairo was the answer.
Cairo.
Don, yeah. Of the five Great Lakes, which one comes first alphabetically?
Erie.
Very good. Very good. And finally, Don, the Monroe Doctrine was primarily the work of this man, James Monroe's Secretary of State and successor as president.
Oh, God. Buchanan?
Incorrect. All right, you got two right. This is a tough one. Some of those were very, very difficult. So, Don, the chef, sounds like a super guy out of Lake Ronkonkoma. Got two right. We'll put Don on hold. And if Bernie gets at least three right, Bernie will win today's game.
He would. And let me tell you, yesterday we had, I believe it was John from the Bronx, went 5 for 5.
Is that right?
That's right.
Was it harder or easier than today?
It was pretty tough. Bernie went 3 for 5. So,
all right, Bernie, you need 3 to win today's game, okay?
All right.
All righty, here we go, Bernie. Here's number one. Bernie, funeral masses for Babe Ruth, Ed Sullivan, and Robert Kennedy were held at what New York City building located at 50th Street and 5th Avenue?
50th and 5th.
I frequent this place.
Funeral masses at 50th and 5th.
I frequent
St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Yeah, there you go.
That's where I graduated from high school.
There you go. John Bolton, Susan Rice, Condoleezza Rice, and Colin Powell have all held what position in the West Wing of the White House?
NSA.
Yes. National Security Advisor. Very good. Bernie, in October of 1981, by the way, you get this right, you win today's game. In October of 1981, Anwar Sadat was assassinated in this city. It's the capital of Egypt.
Cairo.
Yeah. So you win. We'll see if you can go 5 for 5. Of the five Great Lakes, Bernie, which one comes first alphabetically?
Of the five Great Lakes, well, tell me what they are first.
What?
Just kidding. Listen, let me think here. Lake Michigan? No. Lake Erie, I would say.
Yes. Comes right after Lake Douche.
All right.
Number five.
You have a cottage there?
I used to. When I was that. The Monroe Doctrine was primarily the work of this man, Bernard, James Monroe's Secretary of State and successor as president. He'd be the sixth.
Yeah, James Monroe's Secretary of State, so it would be Madison Monroe, and it would be John Quincy Adams.
He's tough, man. That is another 5 for 5, and that was not easy. So Bernie wins today's game by a final score of 5-2. Bernie, say hello to Don from Lake Ronkonkoma.
Hello, Don.
Hey, Bernie. How you doing? Congratulations, boy. That was a good beat. That was a hard one. It's so much easier when you're playing it on the radio than when you're doing it on the phone, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, you get nervous. And,
a lot of pressure, yeah.
You get nervous.
And sometimes you just blank out. I mean, I do that myself.
Like Cairo. I blanked out on Cairo.
It ain't easy. No, I understand that, Don. How are things out in, speaking of lakes, Lake Ronkonkoma?
Yeah, it's slow. It's quiet. It's like a giant bedroom community now with this COVID nonsense, you know?
Right.
You're just walking around and everybody's just looking at each other, you know?
But it's a beautiful place. Is there actually a lake named Ronkonkoma out there?
Yeah. It's the biggest. It's a kettle lake. It's the biggest lake on Long Island.
Is it salt water or fresh water?
It's fresh water. It's where they do that, the whole legend of the Indian princess claims the life of a young man every year.
I'm not familiar with it, Don, I have to tell you. But I've always heard of Lake Ronkonkoma, but I'm not familiar with it whatsoever. But, Don, listen. Oh, go ahead.
We're right by the Long Island MacArthur Airport.